Can you please give perspective on how to work with thoughts slash feelings of inadequacy in comparison to others? I think one of the things is recognizing from a Buddhist perspective that any comparison to others is always going to end up in suffering. It's like when the Buddha, what is sometimes, sometimes it's almost always translated as conceit from the Pali word. It's the comparison to others in terms of either inferior, equal, or superior. So that, and whether one is equal or inferior or superior, it doesn't really matter. It's the act of comparing that's always going to end up in suffering. So recognizing that, and that's why the function of the perspectives of Dhamma is giving us the opportunity to step out of that me and other position. We can look at things in terms of cause and effect relationships, as opposed to there being having to be a me embedded in that. And because as soon as we buy into that, and the same with that, that skillful and unskillful, that when I was saying that when we see things according to Dhamma or use the Dhamma as a perspective, we start looking at things in terms of skillful and unskillful, wholesome and unwholesome. Is this have a wholesome, skillful, pleasant result? Or does it have a unpleasant, unwholesome, unskillful result? And it's not really about the kind of the me in it. It's more the stepping back and seeing it from a perspective of what's for our benefit and growth, what's for our well-being and happiness. As long as we have a fear that coming from an I position, there's always going to be a sense of inadequacy in some way. I remember one time, it's not quite the same, but I think these are tied in because in the sense of so like the feeling of kind of a feeling of guilt or that how one and self judgment. I remember being in, actually it was in New Zealand, and I was acting as a translator and attendant for a senior Thai monk, and who's a very well-known teacher, a very lovely monk. He's passed away now, but we had the evening puja, meditation, Dhamma talk, and then questions after, and then somebody posed the question of how to deal with the feelings of guilt and self judgment, and I went to translate the question, and then burst out laughing because I I didn't really know the word for it in Thai. Then I had to explain to the teacher, you know, what is it that a Westerner does to make them feel feelings of guilt and self-judgment? And it was, and he listened to it, and he was sort of, he had this very look of real concern. That's really suffering. To tell them not to do that. It was like just such a foreign concept for him. So I think it's helpful to know that it's a learned way of perceiving things, as opposed to a basic reality or fundamental truth. It's something that we've actually learned in a cultural way, so that we can unlearn it. We can see the drawbacks in it and cultivate skillful ways of holding our experience.